This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice.
Today, I'm going to reference my own personal experience this past weekend. I had an opportunity to do some traveling, and I do that quite often throughout the year. I'm sure most of you probably travel at least a few times a year as well. And one of the things that I start to really understand when I travel is how regimented I am, but how much I appreciate some of the regimentation around my Zuma products. So I'm going to give you guys just a snapshot of what I do when I travel using Zuma products and how I use them and why I use them the way I do, because I think it may be helpful to you, especially if you think about your upcoming or future travels and understanding maybe some of the versatility of the various different Zuma products we have and where and when they can be used. I did fly by plane on this particular trip, so one of the things that I personally never leave home without when I'm traveling is my Silvermax, both the gel and the liquid. In fact, in my travel bag, I have a very small part of the silver kit that we offer through Zuma. I have a very small nasal mister, and I started this way back during COVID when I was on airplanes because I knew that the concern about the virus being airborne is it often likes to hang out and get trapped up in those dark, moist parts of your nasal passages. So I've become very accustomed and kind of in the habit of every time I'm traveling on a plane, usually before I get on that plane, I just do a quick mist, one shot in each nostril, the Silvermax liquid. While I'm on the plane, especially if it's a longer flight, I'll do it again. And then typically one more time after I get off the flight. It's just my way of just giving myself a little more peace of mind and comfort that, if there's anything in the air inside that plane, I am not hopefully going to be the one who gets, sick from it. So it's just a habit I got into, like I said, during the COVID years, and now I certainly never leave home without it. So another great use for the Silvermax liquid. I also travel with a bottle of Silvermax liquid with me because I probably, like most of you, when I'm traveling, especially if it's for a vacation or, more of a personal, hey, we're going to go to a destination, have fun, I tend to find that I'm off my schedule and I'm probably doing a lot of things differently than I would in my normal, healthy, day-to-day routine when I'm here at my home. So I find that my immune system becomes more susceptible, and therefore I find that having Silvermax with me and just using it orally at least once or sometimes twice a day, just using a little bit like a tablespoon, putting it under my tongue, holding it, letting it absorb through the sublingual mechanisms is a great way to just bolster my natural immune system when I'm traveling. And again, it seems like years and years ago when I wasn't doing some of these smart things, I would travel, I would get back, and a couple of days later, I'd find myself, either not feeling so great or maybe a little bit of a cold. So, again, Silvermax is really a great asset. And I also travel with the gel, and I mentioned this a moment ago, but the reason I do is because you just never know. In fact, my wife, we went to a wedding this past weekend for my niece, and she was wearing some very tight, very wonderful-looking shoes, but they weren't very comfortable, and it ended up really rubbing some skin off of one of her toes. And so, for her, the silver gel was this perfect thing to soothe her feet after that night at the wedding and after losing what was arguably an unusual amount of skin on her one toe because her shoes were so tight. And so the silver gel came in really handy in that example. So that's just one product that I use when I'm traveling and I'm on vacation or just even business travel, I use that. So there's some suggestions there how you could use it. The other reason I use the silver gel, and this will be the final thing I'll talk about before I move to a different product, is that we also rented a car during this trip. And I'm just a guy that believes that most of the time when I get inside that rental car, there's very little attention paid, especially these days, now that we're long past COVID, there's very little attention paid to the detail cleaning or sanitization of those rental cars. And so for me, the silver gel becomes like this extra layer of protection on my hands, just not knowing what or who or what other stuff might have been in that rental car before I received it to use. So again, it's just part of my routine. So suffice it to say that Silvermax, both liquid and gel, are always part of my travel plans. What else is part of my travel plans? Well, one of the things that Kathy and I love to do when we're traveling is we love to make sure that we don't miss our supplements because it's easy to do if you're not, pre-planning. So we always map out ahead of time our typical supplement routine. And if you ask me what my supplement routine is, it's a little intense, as most of you would imagine. I use quite a few Zuma products. But what I do, and it's just a great travel idea so that you won't forget to take your supplements, is my wife and I, we actually parse them out individually ahead of time, our AM vitamins and our PM vitamins. You know, all of our Zuma supplements that we take in a capsule form go into little Ziploc bags. We mark them either morning or evening, and they get mapped out ahead of time. So before we went on this trip, I took my normal routine of morning Zuma supplements and my normal routine of eating Zuma supplements, mapped them out, marked them. We packed them all up 2 days before, in fact, before we ever got on that plane, and we put them in our suitcase and off we went. So this way, every day, all I have to do is take a small little bag with me, whether I'm traveling in the morning or visiting with friends, family, whatever I'm doing, and then I have another pouch of supplements in the evening. It was just a super easy way, and we do this every time we travel to make sure we don't miss taking our supplements. And why is that? Well, there's some key supplements that I don't want to be without when I'm on vacation or traveling. And, you know, one of them, of course, I just mentioned was Silvermax. But the other ones involve part of my routine, which is the Life Source multivitamin. Again, chances are if you're traveling, whether it's for business or whether it's for personal reasons, you're probably, again, maybe not eating as healthy as you normally would. In fact, a lot of times when you're traveling, you're eating out at restaurants, or maybe you're indulging a little bit, especially if it's a vacation. I know I did, because this was a vacation. Not only was it a great way to see my niece and enjoy her marriage to her new husband, but it was also a vacation. So here I am back in my hometown of Chicago, and I'm eating and drinking a lot of junk, stuff that I normally don't put into my body. But because it's, you know, a vacation, and because I'm back home, I'm being not so good to myself when it comes to my dietary habits. And so it becomes that much more important when we're traveling, again, whether it's business or personal, to make sure that we're getting all the foundational basic nutrients we need, the vitamins, the minerals, all the things that we're probably not getting from our diet. And so Life Source is a must-have for me when I'm traveling. Another must-have, because of what I just mentioned, is our Assimilator product. Again, as many of you know, you've heard me speak before, I am from Chicago originally. And when you go to Chicago, there's lots of indulgent foods, but a lot of them are not good for you. And a lot of them, I would call them gut bombs. You know, whether it's a big deep dish Chicago pizza or, you know, Chicago style hot dogs, all the stuff that, again, I know isn't healthy, but my taste buds love it, and once in a while, I'm going to indulge in it. But boy, without digestive enzymes, without the ability to break down the carbohydrates and the fats, you know, and the proteins, it's digestive mayhem, especially if you are accustomed to eating more healthy on a normal daily basis. So for me, without Assimilator, these indulgences that I would do on a trip back home to Chicago or any vacation for that matter would really create chaos inside my body. In other words, I just wouldn't feel good. And I don't want to go through a trip, whether it's business or personal, and not feel good. I want to feel the best I can, and that's where these digestive enzymes that we call Assimilator really come in handy. And it's one of those I can't leave home without it, especially when I know I'm traveling and I'm going to be off my normal routine. In that same spirit, I also understand the value of having my gut protected. Again, going back to the immune system conversation, why I use Silvermax when I'm traveling, I'm also not leaving home without my two most important gut health products. That, of course, is my prebiotics, which is my Xyome 365, and my probiotics, which is, of course, that one capsule a day I take of the Zuma probiotic formula. So again, I'm using those strategically. In fact, while I'm traveling, I'm using the individual serving packets of Xyome 365 just because it's a lot more convenient. It's a lot easier. I can take it with me and maybe have it at breakfast if I'm out to a restaurant, or I can take it anywhere I go instead of having to lug the jar of powder with me on my trip. So again, those individual serving packets of Xyome 365 come in really handy for that from a convenience standpoint. So I'm using those in the morning, and then in the evening I'm taking that one capsule of probiotics as part of my routine. Again, because I realize, as many of you do who've been on our calls on a regular basis, that about 70% of your body's natural immune system is in your gut. If your gut starts to get turned upside down because you're traveling and because you're not being as good to yourself or you're way off your normal health routine, you absolutely need to support the gut and you support the microbiome because you don't want to be susceptible. And again, you don't want to feel horrible during your trip or come home and then suffer the consequences of not taking care of yourself. So again, having Zyme 365 probiotics, very important, in my opinion, to have with you. And then there's another asset to traveling with Zuma. In my opinion, one of the best assets I have while I'm traveling is Focus Up. And it's partially because sometimes when I'm traveling, whether it's business or personal, I'm not getting as good of a sleep, maybe because either I'm staying up later than normal, or more importantly, sometimes you just get a bed or a pillow or a combination of the two where you just can't get a good night's rest. And this time, the home that my wife and I rented for this trip, it was a beautiful home, but unfortunately the beds were horrible and the pillows were horrible. And so that really interrupted our sleep. And so thank goodness, you know, we were getting up the following day and I'm low on energy and I feel like foggy and I need some focus and I can just reach out and have a Focus Up and turn that you know, lethargic, you know, I'm unfocused feeling into a great start to my day. So Focus Up becomes really important for me, especially during these trips, because I find a lot of times I just can't get the kind of deep restorative sleep because I'm away from home, and the Focus Up really kind of re-energizes me, especially if I am out for business on a business trip. I've got to stay focused. I've got to make sure I'm mentally sharp. So that's a must-have for me when I'm traveling. As many of you know, I'm a huge fan of the drink sticks. That's how I use it. My wife is actually more of a fan of the capsules more often, so she travels with those individual three capsule serving packets, again, for the convenience of them. And then the final product that, quite honestly, we never travel without is Nature's Body Cleanse. And that is, again, as many of you know, when you get outside of your normal day-to-day routine and you're traveling, even if it's just a car trip, you find that suddenly your regularity changes, right? You probably, if you're taking good care of yourself, you probably know that you have a normal, regular elimination schedule. But all of a sudden, when you travel, for whatever reason, it really throws your body's normal, natural rhythms off. And that's normal. It's perfectly normal. But unfortunately, when you're used to being regular, and suddenly you aren't, then you don't feel so good, right? And you notice that you feel bloated or you feel backed up, and you want to feel good. And again, if you're traveling, it's even worse if you're not feeling good. So for my wife and I, Nature's Body Cleanse becomes a real important product for us that we use during our travel and our trips because it keeps us regular. Because I know in times when I've left home without that product, it is a difference. And regularity is not as common. And then you don't feel as good. And so again, just simple, easy things to do. And the most important thing about all that is while you're doing these things, you're supporting and maintaining your overall health and well-being. What's even more fun is like what happened to me on this particular trip is one of my family members saw me taking my pre-packed Zuma supplements at dinner. We were all together at dinner one night. And of course, you know, my family member asked me, well, what am I taking? Because I see several capsules in this little plastic bag that I had pre-packed. And I start talking to them about what I'm taking and why. And this is a family member who has many times inquired with me about health issues, but never really took that next step to start really ordering Zuma products for me. Sad as it is for me to say that. And for whatever reason, this particular trip, this particular family member, after having that conversation again with them, suddenly said, hey, when you get back home, would you do me a favor and give me an order for this, this, and this, right? So it was really cool to be able to have it right there in front of me with one of my family members, even though they've talked to me about Zuma supplements before. This is the very first time they decided to actually order some from me. So I just helped them place their order this morning, in fact. So again, yet another great reason to travel with your Zuma products. And of course, as many of you know, before I wrap up and turn it back over to Tim, you know I never go anywhere. Whether I'm traveling from home, whether I'm traveling to another state, another country, X2O in my water is always there. I never leave home without my water bottle. In fact, one of the great advantages, I'll tell you in my opinion, of traveling with your Zuma water bottle like I always do, is especially today in most modernized airports, you can find a filtered water dispenser near where the drinking fountains are at. And if you've ever priced a bottle of filtered water at the local store inside any major airport, you realize that a bottle of water is typically anywhere from $3.50 to $5 for a bottle. So if you want to save yourself some money while you're traveling and still get really good quality water, most major airports today, just run up to the drinking fountain area with your green Zuma bottle, fill it up, and toss it next to a sachet, and you also save yourself a lot of money. And heck, while you're traveling through the airport with that green bottle with that sachet floating inside, it's not uncommon for people to stop you and ask you, what is that and what's inside your bottle? Again, a great opportunity to market. So those are some of the things I use while I'm traveling, and it's something that, again, it's part of my routine, and here I am. I just got back late last night, unfortunately, from my flight from Chicago, and I feel great today. I'm no jet lag, no after effects of being gone for 5 days and being way off my normal health routine. And I really credit all the Zuma products that I use throughout my travels as helping me come back from my travels and get right back into the workflow and right back into my daily routines and still feel good. So I hope that's information that's helpful to you. Hope you found some tips there that maybe you can use in your next travel away from home. But with that, Mr. Tim, I will turn it back over to you.
All right, Mr. Ken, great information. Again, one thing I might suggest to you, Ken, when I have the conversation with our CEO and founder, Ron, about Focus Up, of course, he's a big capsule Focus Up guy, and I'm like you. I'm the powder guy. And I always tell Ron, when he grows up, he's going to use the powder too. You know, so you might not want to try that with Kathy. But
great advice. I appreciate that.
But anyway, again, folks, this is a lot of great information. And when you travel, you might want to pay attention to all those things. And Ken, thanks as usual for all you do. And we'll see y'all again next week. Until then, y'all have a great week.